ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్, ఓం సాయి రక్షక్ శరణం దేవ. మై డియర్ సాయి డివోటీస్, ప్లీజ్ ఫీల్ బ్లెస్డ్ టు లిసన్ టు ద సాయి లీలా ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బై విద్యా దేశ్ పాండేజీ ఆఫ్ కాలిఫోర్నియా త్రూ ది వాయిస్ సపోర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ సునంద. ఓం సాయిరామ్. ఐ ఎమ్ విద్యా దేశ్ పాండే అండ్ ఐ ఎమ్ మాధవీజీస్ ఫ్రమ్ భువనేశ్వర్స్ సిస్టర్స్ డాటర్. This is a wonderful Sai Leela in which Sai Baba provides the right direction when we are in the dire need. In the year 2001, I received my student visa to study in Florida, US. This was my first venture out of my house. I was going to a different country all by myself. My aunt, Srimati Madhavi, could not come to see me off at Hyderabad before I left Hyderabad for Bombay. I was to take a flight to US to Florida via Bombay. So she came to meet me at the Bombay airport. I was very upset taking my first flight to Bombay and was very scared to actually go through the entire journey. I was crying all throughout the travel. I met my aunt at the Bombay airport and she said this, "Don't worry, Baba is there." And she presented me with a small idol of Baba and said, "Take care." Baba came along with me till Florida, provided me with the needed strength to be mentally strong while being away from my home. After this, my journey to Florida was far better and I was confident when I landed in Florida. My graduation date was nearing and because of the 2001 terror attacks in the US, the H-1 visas had many restrictions. Me and my parents were getting worried hearing the different stories about H-1 and student visas. In 2003 March, I spoke to my parents and asked them to start looking for a boy for me because if I don't visit India in 2003, I will not be able to leave US until my H-1 visa gets finalized. My parents said yes for seeking a good alliance for me. I went to speak to my professor for a break from my semester. My professor immediately agreed to let me take a break for summer quarter and I booked my tickets to travel to India in May 2003. Me and my mother went to a marriage bureau in Dilshuk Nagar, Hyderabad to register my for a proper groom for me. We all believe in horoscope matching, so we both were looking for grooms with the perfect matching prospects. While doing so, we shortlisted 6 grooms. One of the 6 was Amit Deshpande. His photo was unique because with him he had his parents also along. This caught my eye. My mother said, "They seem to be Maharashtrians. I am not sure if they will select us as we speak Telugu and we are not Maharashtrians." I told my mother that while reading Sai Sacharitra, I have read about Madhavrao Deshpande. Maybe Baba is telling me to pick this person with the same surname, Deshpande. After that conversation, while reading the profile of the groom there was a small sentence in the end, towards the end of the profile, which said, "Preferred Telugu-speaking girl." I was surprised. We picked the details of all the 6 grooms and went back home. My parents started calling these grooms' parents and scheduled the time for the grooms to come and see me. I had a weird and strange encounter with all these grooms. Either they said no or they asked me very strange questions like, "What is your blood group? Does it in any way help the marriage?" I do not know. The entire process was getting difficult for us to manage. We all were feeling quite exhausted. All these grooms who came to see me were from our own community of Vaishnava Brahmins. Few Telugu speaking and few Tamil. But none of them said yes to my alliance. My parents and I were stressed about the whole situation because Ashadha month was soon approaching and no auspicious ceremonies can be performed during that month. And we did not fix anyone by then yet. Also, my date of departure was nearing. It was already mid of June and Ashadha month was to commence from 10th July. We all gave up hope of marriage in this visit as my parents felt disappointed and bitter. So finally, my mother said, let us call the Deshpandes to see if they are here and will they be interested in this alliance. For us, it was like, let's see what this person is going to say. That was a kind of mindset. After calling them, they said, the boy will be coming on June 20th to India and we will let you know after he comes. My mother, my aunt and me, three of us went to Baba temple in Padmarao Nagar. I was sitting in front of Baba there and I was looking into his eyes and talking to myself. Baba, please let me know if this person will be the right choice and what should be my response to them. Will they accept the proposal? So many questions were lingering in my mind and I was posing them all to Sai Baba silently. Suddenly I felt Baba closing his eyes and giving me his consent. For a moment, I thought I was imagining. I closed my eyes and then again opened my eyes. Still I saw his eyes closing and a smile on his face. We went home and then we got the news that the boy was ready to come and see me. The boy's parents and the boy came home to see me. My brother saw him and said, don't worry Vidya, just say yes. I had just 5 minutes of talking time with him and I said yes. My mother and my aunt asked me if I wanted some more time to talk to the boy. I said no. Baba told me yes. And to our surprise, the boy also said yes. And they wanted the wedding to be performed before the boy left for US. The muhurtam was fixed on the July 9th, which was a Thursday. Now I'm happily married for 14 years and have a beautiful small family and I have been blessed with 2 little children. Baba is omnipresent. He listens to the grievances of his devotees who have utmost bhakti. Baba took care of me all along my journey. He still guides me in the right direction. Thank you to my dear Sai Deva. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. For more audios in English, please visit www.saililas.com. Om Sai Ram.